listening to the U-Urban Bible Study Weekly Leaders Training Podcast. The U curriculum is especially created by and for urban and multi-ethnic churches. This podcast is designed to help leaders lead a Bible study using Lifeway's U-Urban Bible Study resources. Each week, we examine a biblical passage, review some questions teachers may face, and give a practical teaching tip. I'm Dr. Mark Crossan, General Editor for the U Bible Study, and today I'm joined by Dr. Christina Zimmerman, our Content Editor. Hello, Christina.
Hello, Mark. It's good to be with you once again as we continue this study, Christ's Return, Living with the End in Mind. And today we're actually on session 3, Watch for Christ's Return. You know, during Christmas time, we celebrate the coming of Jesus as an infant. But I don't know if many of our learners remember or realize that during the time that he arrived, very few people were looking forward to his coming. This second coming of Jesus, though, will be undeniable, and there will be no mistaking that he has come back. So until that time, we need not worry about others who may try to convince us that they are the Messiah or Christ is not here, because we will, without a doubt, know when he will return. And this lesson is from the session passage is Matthew 24, verses 23 through 31.
All right, so our point for today is, when Christ returns, everyone will know it. So what should we do while we wait for Christ's returns? Remember, there will be deceivers. Don't believe them. All right, let's read this first section starting at verse number 23. If anyone tells you then, see, here is the Messiah, or over here, do not believe it. For false messiahs and false prophets will arise and perform great signs and wonders to lead astray, if possible, even the elect. Take note. I have told you in advance. All right, so there will be deceivers. Don't believe them. And so this is an important thought for us, and particularly the way that Jesus explains it right here. And so says, if anybody tells you, see, here is the Messiah, he says, don't ever believe that. And so, often throughout history, people have been saying, okay, here's the end time. This is the day the Lord is coming. And so the one thing I've concluded is that if somebody tells you when God is coming, that's the time you can probably cut up a little bit, because you know it's not going to be that time, right? And so don't believe all this stuff. And so powerful here is that it says false messiahs and prophets will arise. Listen to this, though, and perform great signs and wonders. So just keep in mind that these great signs and wonders are not only done by those who are believers in God. The devil is powerful. The Bible talks about the principalities of and rulers of this age. The old saints would say that the devil rules, but God super rules. And so the devil has a number of tricks in his stash to be able to do as well. So this is why we have to be careful to think about what's the real truth, what does the Word of God say, because you can't go by who's popular. You can't go by who makes some prediction that maybe just happens to come true. He says that these people will be so good at this that if it were possible, now notice it says, if possible, even the elect. So why does it say if possible? Because there'll be many who are in the church who will be fooled, but not the elect. Hold it. I thought everybody in the church was part of the elect. No, the Bible says the wheat and the tare grow together. The sheep and the goats grow together. And so the elect are those who have truly been transformed by the power of God and truly know the Lord as their Lord and Savior. And so those people, those aren't going anywhere because they have been transformed by the power of Almighty God. But just keep in mind that there'll be a lot of wishy-washy folk who go in different directions, often the wrong direction. And he says, then he puts a little stamp on it, verse number 25, take note, I told you in advance. So you can't be saying, oh, I didn't hear nothing about this. I didn't know anything about this. I told you in advance. Sound like your parent talking to you, right? I told you this was going to happen. Come on. Christina, what are you thinking?
That's right, Mark. And you know, these false deceivers, false preachers, whoever they are running rampant in our world. And when you think about it, they may sound nice. They may preach with this glorious sound and these hoops, but what they are saying does not agree with the Word of God. So Jesus has told us in advance, he wants us to guard our hearts, to guard our minds, and to stay focused on the work that he wants us to do. Don't pay attention to these liars, cheaters, these rolling stones, because that's what they are. They're false prophets and messiahs, and they are here. And they are rampant in our world today. They are wanting to, you know, their main focus is that they want you to idolize them. And so they share these false narratives because they are concerned about their image. And of course, they want to fill their wallets as well. So beware. Jesus has warned us.
All right. So there will be deceivers. Don't believe them. Wait. Because creation will reveal him. Wait, creation will reveal him. Let's read verse 26. So if they tell you, see, he's in the wilderness, don't go out. Or see, he's in the storerooms, do not believe it. For as the lightning comes from the east and flashes as far as the west, so will be the coming of the Son of Man. Wherever the carcass is, there the vultures will gather. Immediately after the distress of those days, the sun will be darkened and the moon will not shed its light. The stars will fall from the sky and the power of the heavens will be shaken. All right. So it says, look, Christina just mentioned to us that when Jesus came the first time, he came in secret. But this is a reminder that when he comes the second time, there will be no secret. The creation will reveal him. It's kind of like what the psalmist says, the heavens declare the glory of God and the firmament shows his handiwork. So he says, no secret stuff. If somebody says, hey, he's in a secret spot in the wilderness, he says, don't go. If somebody says, hey, he's hiding in the storeroom, don't believe it. He says, it's going to be like the lightning that flashes from the east to west. When the lightning flashes across the sky and it brightens up the sky at midnight as if it were noonday. He said, that's how the Son of Man is going to be. You won't be able to miss him is what he's saying. Where the carcass is, there the vultures will gather. I've heard many people describe this in different ways, but I wanted to say that like this, that when you see the vultures circling in the sky, that's a true sign that there's something down on the ground underneath them, because the only time they circle in the sky like that is when there's something to be seen on the ground. And again, it is saying that it's going to be obvious. clearly. I can look up and everybody can see the vultures in the sky. And that's a clear sign. It's going to be clear. So it's clear by the lightning. It's clear by the birds. And then verse 29. And it says, in that time said, the sun will darken. The moon will not shed its light. The stars will fall from the sky. Who would not see that, right? These signs will be so evident, blind Bartimaeus will see them. They're so clear, huh, that Ray Charles would not have to ask somebody what's going on. Come on now. He says, the whole creation will declare that Jesus has come again into the world. What do you think, Christina?
You know, Mark, these verses indeed help us to know when Christ is going to return. And it's going to be obvious. You know, we won't have to second guess it. But there's one other thing that we can think about here is that we must not wait until the earth disintegrates. You know, when all these things start to happen, we must not wait until these things begin to happen to make the decision to follow Christ. We need to follow him now, even if you're a believer and you're just out there looking like the world. These verses should help you to get serious now and follow him. Keep your eyes on him. It's worth it. It's really worth it. You know, I'm reminded of a song, too, that Shirley Caesar sang. It's been worth having the Lord in my life. And the words are something like this. But if heaven never were promised to me, even God's promise to live eternity, it's been worth just having the Lord in my life. Living in a day of darkness, he brought me the light. Even if there were no streets of gold, even a land where we'd never grow old, it's been worth just having the Lord in my life. Living in a world of darkness, he brought me the light. He brought me in the light. So don't wait until you see these signs and creation and all of these things happening. Follow Christ now and be serious about it. Keep your eyes on him, and we're all going to one day spend eternity or be in eternity with our Father and our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ.
All right. So the third point is, look, every eye will see him. Every eye will see him. Look at verse number 30. Then the sign of the Son of Man will appear in the sky, and then all the peoples of the earth will mourn, and they will see the Son of Man coming in the clouds of heaven with power and great glory. He will send out these angels with a loud trumpet, and they will gather his elect from the four winds, and from one end of the sky to the other. Wow. Wow. This is quite an awesome, awesome sight. Now, I've heard somebody try to say that in this modern age, the reason every eye would be able to see Jesus is because of satellites, and he would be on television. And so that could be true, but I just think that this scripture describes something even more spectacular than that, right? This describes this idea of Jesus coming in the clouds with power, the angels, trumpets sounding, and gathering the elect from the four corners. This is something bigger than what could fit on a television screen. This is something so magnificent that every eye will be able to look up and see what God is doing. And the sound, right, of the trumpets so blaring that every ear will be able to hear. And we'll know that God is doing something as he gathers his elect from every part of the earth. And so this is so magnificent, so awesome and powerful that only God could do something like this. But what he wants to make sure that there be no doubt about it, huh? That when he comes as Lord of Lords, when his people are taken away out of the earth, there'll be no doubt about it. And I wonder how, this is why it's so important for us to make a decision of faith for Jesus Christ right now. This could be a great evangelistic lesson right here, because I wonder what a person would be thinking or feeling the day after all of this, huh? The day after he comes in the clouds, the day after we have heard the trumpet sound, the day after all of the elect have been gathered away and they are now gone. What would you be thinking the day after all of this? Well, it doesn't matter, because then it would be too late. So make a decision today. This is a great time to push home an evangelistic invitation.
Yes, I agree with that, Mark. I agree with that, because people will be mourning because those who don't follow Christ will suddenly realize that they've chosen the wrong side. They've made the wrong choice. Everything that they scoffed about will be happening, and it will be too late, as you said. Those trumpets will be sounding. Christ will be coming, a loud trumpet sound. We will know exactly what that sound is announcing, the return of Christ. And when he comes, we'll know it. Everybody will know it. And for those who know Christ, that trumpet blast will be a welcome sign. Christ has come, and we're going home. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
All right. The old saints will sing that song, says, "We shall be changed in the twinkling of an eye." All right. So thank you, friends. Watch for Christ's return. What a great lesson. And so if you're a Bible study teacher, I want you to hold on just for a moment, because Christina's going to give us a powerful teaching tip for today. But I want to just remind you that you can get your copy of the U Bible Study at lifeway.com/U. That's lifeway.com/YOU. It is for us and by us. It comes in paper and digital formats. It has a teacher's guide in the back of the book. And has daily devotional pages. It's the one book you need for all your many of your spiritual growth needs. It comes with a leader's pack, and it aligns with our Bible Studies for Life student and kids curriculum. So there's something for everybody. And so I want to make sure that you go ahead and get yours, Fred. It's going to be a great, great lesson. And this is a great series of lessons. Come on, Christina, and give us our teaching tip for today.
Okay, our teaching tip for today is vary methods, or, you know, use different methods, we can say. Rather than always lecturing, introduce some other teaching methods, and this will be very helpful to your learners. Think about the way that Jesus taught. Here are a few examples. He moved from the simple to the complex. Look in John 4. For an example of that, John chapter 4, he demonstrated the value of each person by the way he interacted with them. And that's in Luke 19. He compared spiritual truths to everyday experiences. That's in Luke 13, specifically verse 19. He used assignments and challenges. He gave the learners, the disciples that he was teaching, different assignments. That's in Luke 10. He gave evidence to end doubt. So that's where research comes in. So on and on, try to vary up your teaching methods. We've talked about using music before. We can use visual aids. We can use just nature even to teach a lesson, especially this important lesson about Christ's return. We don't want to bore our learners. We want to ensure that every opportunity is given to them to understand what we're talking about when we teach.
All right, so what a powerful lesson. This is going to be a great opportunity for us to be able to share together this Sunday. And so, friend, join us again for another You Bible Study podcast, because you never know where God will take you.